84 after 3, it was Ben in Perth Live's word on the street that alerted us to the fact that from 1 minute past 12 today, a 40% surcharge was going to be added to all road freight in and out of Western Australia. So that would be via Standard Post or StarTrack Express. He told us we'd be paying an additional 40% until further notice. And he won our word on the street competition. It's come into effect, and Ben himself runs a small business. He can tell you more. He joins us on Perth Live this afternoon. Ben, first of all, congratulations for being a finalist in Perth Live's word on the street. You get 10 grand for this.
Good on you, Ollie. That was a great treat today to hear about that. I must have just missed it on Friday's show.
That's all right. But 10 grand if you do win, Ben, you might have to put that towards your extra freight costs.
I certainly will, mate. Otherwise, the submarine story today, though, is probably going to have me trumped. That was a brilliant one.
Well, we'll wait and see whether or not the submarine is in the Swan River. We're chasing it down. What's this going to mean for your business, though, Ben? What are you going to do?
I actually don't know the full extent of it because we still haven't had any correspondence even till right now. So I'm not sure if it's all parcels leaving WA or... Is the Northern Territory exempt because perhaps that didn't use that rail network? I'm still not 100% sure, but regardless, though, there will be a freight raise from myself and all other customers of Australia Post that use that as their main freight provider.
So, sure. Ben, at the moment, in the work that you do, you're using Australia Post services on the daily. When were you notified about this, Ben, and do you have to pass on the costs once you know it's in place to your customers?
Yeah, so I found out on Thursday. I had a StarTrack inquiry. We don't have a rep anymore in WA that handles some of the business inquiries. We lost her earlier in the year. She moved to another state. So my general inquiry was sorted, and then the rep at that point said, while I've got you, just so you know, from Monday, such and such. So I only just found out by chance, and then I called a few friends of mine who are in similar situations to myself, perhaps even moved more freight to Australia Post, and nobody was aware of it.
Ben, I mean, coming into Christmas as well, it's just another whack you don't need as a small business operator.
Oh, for sure. And we spent the weekend, you know, trying to get those last maybe 200 orders out that came in from Friday night through till Sunday night just to make sure we could get them out and manifested before midnight last night just so we knew what the price would be at that point and those orders are out the door this morning.
It's one of the busiest weekends for many businesses with all the sales going on at the moment. Christmas is obviously coming now. It's less than a month away. Roughly speaking, Ben, what does postage cost for you at the moment? And if you have to add 40% to that, what would the new postage cost be?
So, for example, like to send to 3,000 Central Melbourne, it might be $6 or $7, but if you start moving rural, let's say country New South Wales, Coonabarabran, for example, that same consignment might cost $13. So you're adding an extra 40% to those two costs. And then bear in mind, on January 3rd, there's also another price rise coming from between 3% and 11%, and that's across the entire board for all Australia Post services. So that's going to be on top of this.
There it is. Thank you, Ben. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous there, the situation. He found out by chance. He's also in the running to win the 10K thanks to Automasters in Perth Live's word on the street. Brenda's just got in touch. She says, I ordered coffee from Margaret River. They wanted to charge $22 for postage. It's never been that expensive. I didn't buy it. I thought it was a mistake and maybe they were trying to make up for the Black Friday discount. But I'm changing my buying habits. So that's what Brenda's having to do.